KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with light rain possible this morning and a high around 60, with winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the USDA Rural Development have announced over $22.5 million in new federal investments to improve water and sewer infrastructure in three cities within Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. The city of Oneida will receive a $1.88 million loan and a $401,000 in grant funding to improve the municipal sewer system by building a submerged attached growth reactor treatment system and an ultraviolet disinfection treatment system. The improvements will extend power from Oneida Municipal Utilities to the Lagoon system and upgrade the lift station. Shenandoah is receiving a $17.7 million loan and $2 million in grant funding to expand and upgrade the city's wastewater facility and infrastructure. Funds will be used to install a 4 million gallon equalization basin, an ultraviolet disinfection station, and a flood risk protection berm. And the city of Sydney will receive a $525,000 grant to complete infrastructure improvements to the city's water system, including a new plant and transmission main, water storage tower, and new water meters. The investments were part of a nearly $500 million in funds for rural water, energy, and biofuel infrastructure. A full list of projects announced on Thursday can be found through a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund is once again assisting the Kiwanis Club with their bike helmet project. Deb Schuler shared that this is the 25th year of the club distributing bike helmets to the local third grade students. Melanie Petty, Trevor's mom, said, "What a wonderful project this club started to keep kids safe on their bicycles." Trevor, she said, was one of their first recipients, and it has always been a great memory of ours and something we look forward to donating to each year. Here's a reminder that the 13th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament will be held Saturday, August 14th. Melanie Petty said, "We look forward to a full day of golfing and visiting with friends and family. Team registration and hole sponsors are still open. Simply contact Melanie Petty at 712-249-3696 to get registered. All monies raised at the tournament and silent auction are given back to the community that Trevor loved." You can follow the fund's activities on local media and Facebook. The Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Elsewhere in the news, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County last night arrested a woman from Red Oak. Authorities say 24-year-old Savannah Rochelle Abraham was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. on a valid Omaha Police Department warrant, charging her with two counts possession of a controlled substance. Abraham was being held in Montgomery County Jail on bond pending extradition to Nebraska. The Harlan Police Department is asking for your help in identifying a man and woman who allegedly tried to break into the bill changer at a local laundromat and in the process caused quite a bit of damage. The couple drove away in a blue Pontiac Grand Prix four-door with out-of-state plates, possibly Nebraska. Pictures of the suspects and their vehicle can be seen in the same story on the news page and or social media posts. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports an investigation into a hit-and-run property damage accident late Thursday night in Tabor resulted in the arrest of Randolph of 26-year-old Christopher Miller from Sydney. Miller was taken into custody for OWI second offense, having no valid driver's license, no insurance, and striking an unattended vehicle. He was being held at the Fremont County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit assisted in handling that arrest. Authorities say they had received a call at around 10:20 p.m. Thursday with regard to a vehicle that had been struck at the Linden Court in Tabor. A witness advised deputies the vehicle struck a parked motor vehicle and then fled the scene. Deputies were also advised a caller was following the suspect vehicle from the scene. They located that vehicle in the main street in Randolph. A man from Riverton was arrested April 18th following a brief pursuit. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says a deputy was on a traffic stop when a Nissan Xterra SUV failed to move over and slow down. After the deputy at the controlled stop notified other deputies with the description of the vehicle, another Fremont County deputy was able to locate that vehicle and attempted to conduct a traffic stop near the 3700 block of Highway 2. The suspect vehicle, though, led deputies on a short pursuit with speeds reaching up to 80 miles per hour. The chase ended with the arrest of 45-year-old William Joseph Estelle. He was charged with eluding, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Estelle was also later charged with violation of parole. Fremont County deputies were assisted by the Page County Sheriff's Department and Shenandoah Police Department. Page County Sheriff's deputies Tuesday arrested 39-year-old Andrew Jackson Pays. Authorities said on Thursday that Pays was taken into custody on a Page County warrant for violation of probation on his sentencing charge of arson in the second degree. Pays was arrested at the Atchison County, Missouri Sheriff's Office. His cash or surety bond was set at $5,000. And as the result of an investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department and Homeland Security, a man from Omaha convicted on child porn offenses was sentenced Wednesday to serve nearly 12 and a half years in prison with no parole in the federal system. The acting U.S. attorney said the 33-year-old Nicholas Andrew Travis received his sentence following a conviction for receipt of child pornography. After his release, Travis will be required to serve a five-year term of supervised release and is required to register as a sex offender as well. He was also ordered to pay $33,000 in restitution and a $100 special assessment. You can read more about his crime in the same story on our news page. The case was brought to the court as part of Project Safe Childhood, a nationwide initiative to combat the growing epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse that was launched in 2006 by the Department of Justice. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.